proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we study the nature of the death penalty in biblical Israel, we'll focus today on methods of capital punishment that the Jews used. Under the Mosaic Law, the Jewish people could use one of several methods to execute convicted criminals. Stoning constituted the most common of these practices. Stoning involved a group of people hurling stones at an individual until that person dies from injuries caused by the blunt trauma. Other Middle Eastern cultures seem to have adopted that form of execution as well. Moses asked Pharaoh in Exodus chapter number 8, quote, "Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? And will they not stone us?" Unquote. His question implied that the Egyptian society of his day used stoning as a method to execute what they perceived as blasphemy. Unruly beasts of burden could suffer capital punishment under the Mosaic Law. According to Exodus chapter 21, for instance, quote, "If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall surely be stoned," unquote. God prescribed stoning as a form of execution for various crimes, such as occultic practices, found in Leviticus chapter 20, or for idolatry, as per Deuteronomy chapter 13. The 24th chapter of Leviticus contained an incident in which God directed the Israelites to stone a man to death who had blasphemed him. On another occasion, described in Numbers chapter 15, God ordered the execution of a man who gathered sticks on the Sabbath by having him stoned to death. Achan served as an example of an Israelite criminal who died by stoning. His story can be read in the 7th and 8th chapters of the book of Joshua. Achan's offense involved disobeying God's command not to take any spoils of war from the city of Jericho. However, mobs could also imply this form of execution, albeit unlawfully. The Israelites of Moses' day wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb, as described in Numbers chapter 14, because they didn't like their encouragement that the Israelites could overthrow the giants in the land of Canaan. At the instigation of King Joash of Israel, an unruly mob murdered a man named Zechariah. In the New Testament, according to Acts 7, a Jewish council unlawfully put Stephen to death by casting stones at him till he died. Sometimes God ordered the Israelites to execute capital punishment by immolation or burning. This practice occurred in connection with sexually related crimes, such as marrying a woman and her mother at the same time, as noted in Leviticus chapter 20. Furthermore, according to Leviticus 21, quote, "The daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire," unquote. Deuteronomy chapter 21 described another form of execution, hanging. Quote, "If a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God." Paul referred to that provision when in Galatians 3, he connected it with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. God intended these methods of inflicting capital punishment to serve as deterrents. Others would hear of those who were sentenced to death. And, as God said in Deuteronomy chapter 17, quote, "All the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.